You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, I think we're going to wrap this one up today. We're talking about Sunday in the New Testament. It's mentioned 8 times. Not a single one is a day of worship, a weekly day of worship. The weekly day of worship in both the Old and the New Testament is Saturday. It's the fourth commandment, folks. Please look at this. People say, what difference does it make? It's the fourth commandment. It is huge. God cares. If God cares, why don't you? What day did Paul observe? Acts chapter 17, verse 2. It says, then Paul, as his custom was, went into them and for 3 Sabbaths reasoned with them from the scriptures. It shows us, Paul, what did he do? When did he worship? What day did he go to church? Sabbath, Saturday, as his custom was, over and over. You can't get out of the book of Acts without realizing that Sunday ain't even in the game. It's a pagan day of worship, the venerable day of the sun. It's what became the Catholic Church. The pagans, they worshiped on Sunday. God's people do not. They worship on the Saturday. It's the fourth commandment. It's the sign. Go back and read Ezekiel 20:20 and see what it says. It's a sign between God and his people. It identifies the God that you worship. Paul spent 1.5 years teaching on the Sabbath to both Jews and Gentiles in Corinth, working the other 6 days as a tent maker to make money. He went to work on Sunday. He didn't go to church. Acts chapter 18, verse 1. After these things, Paul departed from Athens and went to Corinth, and he found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had commanded all the Jews to depart from Rome. In other words, Claudius, the emperor, he kicked them all out, and he came to them. So because he was of the same trade, he stayed with them and worked. For by occupation, they were tent makers. And he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath and persuaded both Jews and Greeks. This is the day that Paul taught was the weekly day of worship, not Sunday. He worked with these other tent makers 6 days a week. Like the fourth commandment, Exodus 20, the fourth commandment commands us. But the seventh day is the Sabbath, and it's holy, and it's the day that God set aside. Exodus chapter 20, verse 8, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Do you keep it holy? Exodus 31:13. For it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations. Folks, I really do care about you. I don't know many of you. You only hear me on the radio every Monday through Friday. But I do care about people in general. And Satan has deceived the Christians. And it's so simple. The Sabbath is such a wonderful gift that God has given us. It's a day off, a day of rest, a day of worship, a day of fellowship. What are you going to do this Sabbath?
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.